Ransomware attack on HR giant Kronos threatens paychecks of workers at big companies, government agencies. By Alana Mastrangelo on December 15, 2021. Kronos, a human resources giant, says it suffered a ransomware attack that may keep its systems offline for weeks and will likely impact how its customers issue paychecks and track hours worked. Many large employers are scrambling to set up temporary systems to keep workers paid, including writing paper checks for potentially thousands of employees. The companies affected by the Kronos ransomware hack are now working on finding backup plans to ensure their employees get paid, which includes issuing paper checks, according to a report by NPR. Many of Kronos' customers include municipal governments, university systems, and large corporations. Dozens of companies and government organizations announced this week that they have been affected by the ransomware attack. "We took immediate action to investigate and mitigate the issue, have alerted our affected customers and informed the authorities, and are working with leading cybersecurity experts," a Kronos spokesperson told NPR. "We recognize the seriousness of the issue and have mobilized all available resources to support our customers and are working diligently to restore the affected services," the spokesperson added. The spokesperson added that the hack has only affected customers that used a particular product called the Kronos Private Cloud. Some of the employers that have already announced that they had been affected by the hack include the Oregon Department of Transportation, New York's Metropolitan Transportation Authority, hospital workers in San Angelo, Texas, and public water workers in Honolulu. Additionally, the city of Cleveland, which employs thousands of workers, said that it is also among the employers who rely on the hacked software, reports NPR. Universities, such as the University of Utah, George Washington University, and Yeshiva University in New York, have also been affected. As for employees' personal data, the private information that has been exposed to hackers varies by employer, notes NPR. Several companies say they believe the most sensitive personal data, such as social security numbers, have not been breached. But the city of Cleveland has reportedly warned its employees that the last four digits of their social security numbers could be at risk. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.